the last time we can go to the River Jordan, and I know that we have somebody who wants to go. It's 3 o'clock, and the time now is 1. And we have to do cursive lunch, and we have to have lunch, and right here. So therefore, I'm trying. I will point out the things because we took the time to do the reading in the other place, so it's like we read here. We are in Capernaum, and I'm going to point out to you some of the things that will teach us about the community here. Very well-to-do, was very large. To bring white stone to build things here, you have to have the money to do so. When we think about Capernaum in the time of Jesus, all the stones were black stones like this, which are unbearable during summer because it's burning hot. So you put plaster in and out, keep space, put giant trees, mud and stone. And then in summertime, you can, like you see in South America, and then summertime you can put water on the roof, the wind blows, and you have air conditioning. I do say that because it says, and you just read it, that when people heard about the healing that took place here, more and more people wanted to get into the room. And there was no room in the room because it became so small. Because what you see here, a house is a square. Each time another son gets married because you go with the son, another section is being built. So it becomes very, very small. And they had steps that led up to the roof because they would use the roof. So try to imagine you're in a small room like that and suddenly you feel dirt coming on your head and a man being lowered down from this mud roof. And a place you see the steps right here. Why do I mention it? Because it's important to understand how a house was in Sula. When they wanted to turn the place into a synagogue, they just had to take those little inner walls, and it's a gathering place. And this is the original Beit Knesset, House of Assembly, and this is exactly what was found under the synagogue that you see right there. This synagogue from a later period, 135, after they knew that Jerusalem was turned into Ilia Capitolina Palestina, Bahedia, Roman city, Aphrodite shrine over Calvary, Jupiter shrine over the temple, we have built a synagogue that looks like the temple of Jerusalem. Synagogue is a synagogue and it's not a temple. What you see there is a synagogue that was built later on. It was 2.5 times higher than you see it now. How it was built, just like the synagogue that we saw in Tzipori. Women gallery will be up on top because women were considered unclean when they had their period. It was not an issue in the temple. They could not go into the temple unless they were clean. And the children's section would be on the other side. It had a triangular roof. And it says, and it sits right over the synagogue from the time of Jesus. And it says that Jesus went out from the synagogue to Peter's house, where his mother-in-law was, and then where he lived. If you look back here, that's an insula. It's a space of a house. It was turned into first square synagogue, but all the synagogue from the 5th century, all the churches from the 5th century were octagonal. The number 8 for the resurrection, and the dome is also for the resurrection. Which stays, because there was no difference in the churches, stays in the Greek Orthodox Church till today. And you saw the dome right there, and you'll see it a lot in Europe. Let's go and see the synagogue. none of this wall exists on the west, on the Temple Mount, because as Jesus said, when the temple was destroyed, there's not even one stone standing on the other. When we go to see the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, it's not this wall. It's this part, which is actually the retaining, the plateau that the wall was built up on top. Let's go to the synagogue here. Remember I talked about direction of synagogue and wearing a synagogue? Around. And the most important thing we have to remember, we've been in Nazareth. Jesus says, I am the Son of the living God, and he was not accepted. And they wanted to throw him out of the city. But here, he said and read the same thing, he was accepted. Which place do you make your own home? He made this his own home. He had a choice. He was accepted right here in Capernaum. So down below is the original synagogue that Jesus preached, referred to himself to really who he was, and was accepted. Treasury of coin was found back there. And when you have a synagogue, you know, you use the Torah over and over again. It's worn out. You cannot use it if it's worn out. You have to collect it, and you have to bury it. And they buried them in the Geniza, in the drawer back there. That's the drawer we're going to use. You can imagine, wherever there's a synagogue, all over the world, there's a place for burial of scrolls. But because of the elements and climate, they did not preserve. They did preserve only one area along the Dead Sea, so we call them the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's why I want to take you to Qumran. And also, in Egypt, some of you are going to Egypt, make sure you go to the synagogue in Cairo, because their very important Giza archive was found there. Let's go further this way. Wealthy homes were found beyond the wall there, which means, of course, Capernaum extended to the other side. That's where the Greek Orthodox Church is, even beyond this wall here. When you look at all these stones laying on this side to the right, it's of altars, so it could be that there was even more than one church here. This was part of the synagogue. It's on the Via Maris. You have to feed people. These are the hills of Naphtali, wheat field, so you have a place, a millstone to grind the grain to make flour. And these are all these stones that you see right here. You see it? Cone shape, you pour the seeds up, you make it go round, and you collect the flour down. This is what they call millstone, or like a millstone on your neck, talking about heavy burden. Right here, yes. Either this one or the one at the oil press. Let's go a little further.
Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord, God of heaven and earth, because thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen, amen, Selah. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the one wise God, our Father, the glory and power of majesty and dominion now and forever. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 Like that one.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Let's see. One says Danke, thank you. And then you're welcome is
good.
What part of Germany?
From South Nuremberg. Northern Bavaria.
Near Bavaria?
Northern Bavaria.
Northern Bavaria? Yeah. So Nuremberg is in Northern Bavaria. It's in Bavaria.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't like it when you say this, but...
Yes, but it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
What's the population?
Half a million.
That's a big city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Wow.
Where are you from?
Oh, we're from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hey.
Second account of knowledge of the business parts.
Actually, we're sort of all over the place. But there are folks with our group from Texas and Oklahoma, Tulsa, Ohio, the great state of Ohio.
Someone from Ohio.
No, you were telling me, so I thought you knew. No, I don't think we have any Ohioans, but who knows?
I was on Jordan the other day, and I looked up, and here's this banner, John Hagee. Welcome, John Hagee. And he was down there. You know John Hagee?
Of course.
Anyway, he was, I heard it right. There was a group of 500.